I have a thought that I believe the Lord gave us for tonight, and a desire that it would be shared in the way that He would have it. I'll write it on the board.
Treasures, and then I'll put in parentheses, affections.
Again, a desire your prayers this evening. Thinking about that word treasures. Treasures is defined as something of great value or worth. It's also defined as a collection of precious things. And you understand why we're linking the two together here shortly. And you probably already know the verse of scripture that we're going to, but the treasures and the affections, they kind of work hand in hand together. So we're using those terms together this evening. So we understand what a treasure is. So now an affection is a kind feeling or a liking or a caring for someone or something. It's a tender attachment. I think about a tender attachment is something that maybe all of us have experienced in our lives. Even starting from little children, growing up to adulthood, we have had things in our lives that we felt just attached to. Whatever it is, maybe growing up as a child, maybe you had a favorite toy that you had to carry around. Maybe some children have maybe it was a pacifier or something that they just had a strong attachment to that they needed to carry around with them that just made them feel more comfortable. I don't know. And as you grow up, there's certain things that you get attached to. And even as adults, we get attached to things. This is something maybe you'll relate to. Any of you ever had, all of us have these phones, right? Hey, you ever felt, how did you feel about that phone when you got it when it was brand new? It seemed like you had a special care about it, didn't you? And there was a certain, you was afraid, you didn't want to drop it, and where is it? And you know what? What tends to happen to attachments, things like that, that you're attached to? What happens is, it seems like the longer that you have them, maybe it kind of shrinks a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you have that same care for that? Your phone get a couple years old. I've dropped it. Remember that you drop it the first time. It still works. And then you drop it again. And it does that attack is not quite the same, is it? Maybe you've had the privilege of driving a new vehicle. Maybe, or if it was a new vehicle to you. And maybe when you got it, when there's people coming, you was picking somebody up or your children, y'all get your trash out now. Don't leave nothing in the seat. You can't eat in here, because you didn't want the smell of the food in your car. And what tends to happen over time? After a little while, it just seemed like, we'll just make an exception this one time. You can eat in it this time, but then after a while you have that car a couple years and you've eaten in it multiple times and there's trash under the floor and the different things. Maybe some are more diligent than others on their car, but it just seemed like that attachment can fade a little bit. So we have to be careful with things like that. Maybe there's something else that you can fill in that blank with. There's something that you've had an attachment or an affection for. And we understand what happens over time is it tends to fade a little bit. And we think about having treasures and things that on this life that mean a lot to us. Maybe some it's monetary things. Some things are more sentimental. Maybe there's things that you're attached to that were passed down from generations. Remember growing up in our house, there was a china cabinet in the dining room. And that was the special china. Maybe some of you had experiences like that. You remember these things growing up. Maybe you still have them in your home now. A china cabinet with the special dishes and those things they have a spec. Maybe it was something that was passed down from several generations. Maybe it was your grandmother's china. And in those special times, and maybe a holiday, you bring them out and you, sir, that's when you use them. I remember growing up. So there was things like that we get attached to. They have sentimental value to each and every one of us. Now let's go to a familiar text of scripture. In the 6th chapter of Matthew, we're going to read verses 19 through 21. We understand what these things, attachments, treasures that we can have in life. So let's look at the spiritual application of this. Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Where moth and rust doth corrupt.
Where thieves break through and steal.
But lay up for yourselves treasures
in heaven.
Where neither moth nor rust
doth corrupt.
And where thieves do not
break through nor steal.
For where your treasure is,
there will your heart be also. So we're encouraging you, take note of these words are in red. So these were words that when Jesus Christ was here on this earth, he spoke these words. Maybe he was speaking in his teachings. Jesus did so many teachings. He did teachings to his disciples. He did teachings to multitudes. But whoever was around at that time, he had some specific instruction for them at that time. Isn't it amazing how God's word is still relevant today?
Yes.
He was speaking to them thousands of years ago and letting them know, don't get caught up in all these earthly things we can have attachments to, that we can have affections for. His encouragement to them was to, there's something better. There's something greater. Don't allow these things to be a hindrance to you. Because you know these things, that all these things that we treasure in this life that we can have attachments to, that we have affection for, they're here for a moment. They're here for a while, but then they're gone. They can be gone. So it says these different things like that. You know, maybe you don't remember what happened to that favorite toy. I mean, I had favorite toys growing up. Coming to my mind now, I used to have a box of Matchbox cars. I had all kind of different ones, and I don't even know what happened to it. It had an attachment at some point, but I don't have it anymore. But in other words, I don't know. I didn't lose any sleep over it. Somehow the value of it just faded. But there's things in this life that can hold our attention so much. They can have such an effect on us. We have to be careful of those things. He said, recognize that you put so much value in earthly things. Recognize that somebody could come and take it from you. And is that going to turn your world upside down? May the Lord help us. He said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. See, when you put your treasures and your affections on things above and not on things of the earth, see, then those things, they have a different effect on us. Others can't take it from us. And it lets us know here, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The writer said this about treasure. He said, our affections and our desires, when they're placed on things above, there's two kind of minds here in this verse. And the writer said, an earthly minded man proves that his treasure is below. But a heavenly minded man shows that his treasure is above. So when we think about each and every one of us individually, it's something that we have to weigh within our own selves. Lord, what kind of man or woman am I? Am I so focused on things of this life that it hinders me in my relationship with God? Or does my relationship with God exceed everything else? That's how God is, the instruction he was giving to those that he was teaching at this time. That's what his encouragement was to each and every one of them. What kind of weight, what kind of importance does it have? What does it hold in each and every one of our lives? You know, as we go through this life, We're going to have some trials and tests that's going to come along the way. And you know what we have to do? We have to keep our focus and our mind in the right place, don't we? We have to allow God to help us to be more heavenly minded. Recognizing even in the trials and in the test of life, the different things that come our way. Maybe you have aspirations for certain things and it doesn't quite work out like you want it to. That shouldn't turn your world upside down. I mean, yes. Are you going to be affected? Yes, we're affected. When things we plan out and have desires for, they don't work out maybe like we desire them to, we're affected. But it shouldn't just ruin our lives. We have to live in this world, and we understand that. But this world is not a home.
Yeah.
We're passing through here, and we have to keep that in our minds as we go from day to day. We have to be remind ourselves to be heavenly minded and not earthly minded. Knowing that the things that happen, they're going to affect us, but they shouldn't have the type of, we shouldn't allow them to affect us in such a way that it hinders us and our walk that we endeavor to have with God. You know the difference between earthly treasures and heavenly treasures? You know that earthly treasures vary. If I went around to everyone in the congregation tonight and said, what's your most valuable earthly possession that you, what to you is the most, that what do you treasure most in this earth? And we could go and up, we could get 20, 15, 30 different answers going around, right? Because it's going to, for me, it might be something different than it is for you.
That's right.
But when we follow what he said, Jesus said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Do you know that our heavenly treasures, they're all common? They're all common, isn't it? Think about that. And my desire is to please and honor God and know that I have what he has promised. When I leave this world, if all is well between me and God, that I have a heavenly mansion that I'm gaining.
Amen.
That I have a crown that's waiting for me. You know, that's the same for all of us. All of us. Why do we live? Why do we endeavor to please God? Why do we endeavor to serve him and be vessels of honor to him? Because where are we trying to get to?
That's right.
There's a crown up in heaven with my name on it, and I got to get there. And all of that is common for each and every one of us. So when we think about having that spiritual mind, our minds are all in the same place, because we're looking towards heaven and we're looking for that heavenly treasure that God has for each and every one of us. And you know what? That changes the thought process, doesn't it? We sung the song about will you go to heaven with us. When we keep that in the forefront of our minds, then it makes things that happen in this life, sometimes they're just not as important, are they?
Yes.
We recognize that, well, yes, that maybe that situation or that circumstance, it didn't work out maybe like I wanted it to. And things didn't work out in my mind. But you know what? At the end of the day, I thank the Lord, I'm still saved.
Right.
I'm still saved. God is still with me. He said he'd never leave me. He said he'd never forsake me. All is well. I'm still all well with me and God. I've been still on my journey to heaven. And life is going to happen. Things are going to happen, but my treasure's in heaven now. See, my treasure's in heaven, and these things don't have the same weight. And it just changes the thought process that we have in our minds. We are affected, but you know what? It doesn't have the same kind of effect when we're spiritually minded. There's a verse of song in our book. It's number 362. And you know what the first verse says? It says, earth holds no treasure, but perish with using. Think about that. When we think about treasures that we have in this life, what happens when we use them? They perish with using, just like the songwriter said. Whatever it is, whatever it might be, you put in whatever it is. The more you use it, it's gonna perish. It's gonna go away at some point. Isn't it wonderful how it's the opposite of true of heavenly treasures? When we set our affection on things above and not on things of the earth, the more that we think about it, the more that we endeavor to work for it, and the more that we, does it wear out? No. Does it get old? It never gets old, does it? No, it's something that, in other words, it not only doesn't get old, it's something that encourages us along, doesn't it? It gives us a boost. It gives us some extra strength to keep on going. However, the songwriter said, however precious, referring again to the earthly treasures, no matter how precious they are, you can't make them last forever. At some point in time, it's going to wear out. They're going to be used up. But the songwriter said about the heaven, yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. See, it's not about all of these things down here. Yes, they're important and they're part of life, but there's something bigger. There's something greater than all of that. Yes. That I'm looking forward to. And that's where my treasure is. Yes. That's where my heart is. And we can have that attitude. We can have that mindset. Yes. There's a story. There's a parable in the Bible that's very familiar to us. That Jesus shared. It's in the 12th chapter of Luke. It's a familiar parable. Once we go there, you'll remember. It's in the 12th chapter of Luke, starting at verse 16 and reading through verse 21.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man
brought forth plentiful.
And he thought within himself, what shall I do?
What am I going to do now?
Because I have no more room now where to bestow my fruits. And he said,
I know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to pull down my barns. And build greater.
I'm going to build some greater barns.
And there will I bestow all my fruits.
Then what I'll have extra room then. And all these things that I'm gathering here, these earthly treasures that I'm gathering, I'll have plenty of room for them because I'm going to make my barns even bigger.
Then I'll say to my soul,
Thou hast much goods laid up
for many years.
Take thine ease.
Eat, drink,
and be merry.
But God said unto him,
Thou fool,
this night
thy soul shall be required of thee.
Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
You know, this man was abundantly blessed on earth, wasn't he? Yeah. He had so much stuff that he didn't have enough room for it. You ever had that problem? I had so many things that you're trying to find somewhere to put it. You know, sometimes it's good to purge, isn't it? And Lord help us. I probably have some purging I need to do at home thinking about it now. You know, sometimes we have things that we haven't used them in years. Let somebody else use them. But this man wasn't in anywhere in these verses
Do you get anything where he was thinking about anybody besides himself? All of his treasure, his affection was for everything that he could gather. And he was just hoarding it up, wasn't he? And no thought in his mind about, man, I have all this stuff. I wonder if somebody else could use it. Yes. Oh my, what a thought, huh? didn't even cross his mind. Well, I got so much stuff. My house is not big enough. I guess I need a bigger house.
Yeah.
Does that even sound right? My garage is full of stuff. I guess I need another garage. I mean, I don't know. His mind was just, I'll build some bigger ones. And I'll say to myself, look at what you've done. Look at all these things that you have. Did you put your feet up and be at ease? His treasures was all about what he had. Everything was tied up in everything in his possessions. Oh, but God had a little talk with him, didn't he?
That's right.
It's a word that we don't like to use. But God used it.
That's right.
And that's, I mean, when you think about his attitude, when you think about his mindset, wouldn't you think that's a foolish person, isn't it? That's a foolish person that's everything is tied up into that. Thy soul will be required of thee. Then what's going to happen? You can't do nothing with it now. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You know, things in this life, you know, that we can just have, they can have so much, we can be so attached to them. They can have so much of an effect on us. Do you know that they can be gone tomorrow just like that? Think about anything that we have. Literally, God can take it away in a moment. And it can all be gone. Just like that. Just, you know, you could have worked years and years to obtain something. And just like that, it can be gone. When we think about accounts like this that we read about in God's word, you know what it is for us? It's a good reminder, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a good reminder for each and every one of us. Where's my treasures? Where's my heart? Is my heart tied up in all these things that I have? Or is my focus more on the kingdom of God? And endeavoring to do those things that he would have me to do. We're earthen vessels. God has a divine purpose for each and every person that is walking on this earth. Lord, that's my treasure. Lord, is what do you have me to do, Lord? I want to be found following your leading, following your guiding, doing, Lord, what you would have me to do. So in opportunities like this, it's a reminder to us, and it gives us a time to reflect and assess our own self. Lord, where am I at? Where's my mind been? Where has my focus been? Has my focus been more on the things of this earth? Or has my focus been on heavenly things? Is that where my heart's been? Have I been so tied up in things of this earth that I forget about God? We have to be careful. All of us. We all have to be. Me, like my brother says, my fellow pastor, he says, me especially. I forget the word that some of you marry. He says, me first and me especially. I have to be aware of these things. Brother Henry says that. I may not have it quite right, but you understand what I mean. I'm not exempt. I can't allow the things of this life to have a greater priority over what God's plans and desires are for me. Help me, Lord. Think about this. I have another analogy I want to make. You ever been to a museum?
sure, maybe, no doubt, each and every one of us at some point in our lives have been to a museum. They have expensive artifacts, maybe some paintings, but essentially they have things that are earth, that at the earth have a lot of earthly value, don't they?
Right. All right.
So what kind of, what do you think would happen to a museum if all of their expensive artifacts and paintings and whatever things that they have, that they started having a history of things disappearing? And they were, stolen from them, or they couldn't keep good care of them, and they were damaged, and they were and you go in and exhibit from things missing or damaged. What kind of reputation do you think that museum would get? Do you think that there would be those that, however the process is, that the curators go through to obtain things that they put in museums, do you think if they had a reputation now, and starting to have a reputation of that museum, they lose things, they're stolen, they don't keep good care of them, they're damaged and all that, do you think people would be willing to lend them things to put in their museum?
No,
right? They would say, no. We heard about your museum. No, we're not going to give you these artifacts that are so worth so much value. No, we're going to give them to somebody else. So we can all understand that in a natural sense. Now, ponder this. Now God is the one giving out the treasures.
Yes, amen.
Now, if he looks at us and sees that we are our minds is not on heavenly things, right? We're more concerned and consumed about these things on earth. What kind of value would God place on us then? In terms of things that, you know, God has different gifts that he gives for us to be used, that he desires us to be used. He uses us with the things that he gives us. And if our focus is all on these earthly things, do you think God is going to entrust us with that? No. Our minds have to be in the right place. We have to value, our value has to be placed on heavenly things. And then God will look down in love and pity and compassion upon us. He'll bless us in ways that we cannot imagine. You know what? It's all in here. There's special promises that God has for his faithful children.
That's true.
And there's extra benefits, and there's extra things that are that because we do what he desires us to do. Does that mean that we're not going to have trial and test? No, that doesn't mean that. But God will be with us.
Right.
So now when you think about that analogy with the museum, that museum has a great reputation. They take great care of everything, and everything is pristine and it's always looking nice. Oh yes, I want to put my artifacts and my expensive items in your museum so that everybody can see them. And it's not about us as individuals, it's all about God. It's all about God working through each and every one of us.
Amen.
To be able to have an effect on others, to have an effect on those around us. When our mind is on heavenly things, then our concern about others, we have a concern for them and where they're going and where their treasures are you being earthly minded or heavenly minded? And it gives us a burden for souls, doesn't it?
Yes.
I think about, that's one of the burdens I believe that the Lord has given me. It's wonderful to see folks saved.
But you know what's more one that's even just as wonderful as seeing them saved? That they stay saved. Amen. Right? So, Lord, help me to do my part. If I can it be an encouragement to somebody to help them to have their mind in the right place, help me, Lord, to do that. Because I don't want to see, I know Jesus said in his word, he said he's not willing that any should perish. But you know what hurts me when I see someone that had a zeal and a relationship with God and going strong for the Lord and something came along to discourage them. How does that happen? Things on these earth. It's some kind of the mice. It's a mind, something in a mind. If the mind was set on things above, they keep on going. I'm endeavoring to get somewhere. I'm trying to, I got to keep on keeping on regardless of what happens in this life. Help us to have that attitude and that mindset. If our heart and our mind is set on things above, things are going to come along. It's not going to, a verse of the song says, I do not pray that flowers, that life be spent on flowery beds of ye. I'm not saying that you're not going to have difficulty. I'm not saying that you're not going to have trial, you're not going to have tests. But if you have your mind set on things above and not on things of this earth, God can give you the grace and the strength and the help and the victory to keep on going. Amen. And your faithfulness, it will encourage somebody else. Maybe they're going through some difficult times. Maybe they're struggling along and they'll look at you and say, that sister's still going on. That brother's still going on. I see their life isn't all peaches and cream, but they're still being faithful. Amen. And it's a challenge to say, I got to keep being faithful too.
Yes. You know, these things of this earth, they're all temporary, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
We have to be reminded to keep a loose grip on them because we're just temporary stewards of what really belongs to God. And you know, sometimes we can get so tied up and tangled up and concerned. It's really God's anyways. He's just allowed me to hold on to it for a little while.
Yes.
So help me, Lord. Remember Job? You wouldn't want to imagine something as devastating that happened to him. We wouldn't want that to happen to anyone. It's just everything that he went through. You know the story. What was his response? Where was his treasure? Where was his heart? Was it on all these things? It was somewhere else, wasn't it? Let's just read a few of those. We know, you know the story. When you have time, you can refresh it. This is always just, it's a story that you can read over and over and over again. It just never gets old, doesn't it? It's just always something about it that just amazes you. If God can, and this was before the Holy Ghost. In the first chapter, it says, Job 1 and 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God, and he eschewed evil. And you know the story. You know what happened? The old enemy came along. The adversary came along and said, and God said, have you considered my servant Job? Now, do you think God would have said that to the enemy of all souls if he didn't think that Job would have had what did? Do you think he would have sent that trial to Job if his eyes wasn't on, his affections wasn't set on things above? Amen. He wouldn't have made it, would he? All the things that transpired in him and it just it, the things that happened, you can read about it, just one thing right after another. He lost everything he had, all his possessions, his children. The only thing he had left was his wife. That was it. Where was his added? Where was his mind? Was it on heavenly things? When you read down in verse 20 of the first chapter, it says, then
Job arose.
He rent his mantle.
He shaved his head.
He fell down on the ground
and worshiped.
And said,
naked came I
out of my mother's womb.
Naked shall I
return thither.
The Lord gave.
The Lord hath taken away.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
And verse 22.
In all this,
Job sinned not.
Nor charge God foolishly.
Yes. You talking about having your heart set on things above? Not on things of this earth? After everything that happened, and you can read about it, that there's just one bad message after another. This happened, and you lost all this, and this happened, and you lost all that, and this happened.
And it says he fell on the ground and worshiped. Whew.
That's God. That's God. That's someone that, you know what? My heart and mind, the Lord gave and he took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's such a challenge, isn't it? It's a challenge. Lord, help us, Lord. I pray that none of us ever has to go through a situation like that. But you know what? We all have different things that we have to go through. And those things that we have to go through, are we going to keep our heart and our mind set on things above? Are we going to allow the things that come our way to be a discouragement and a hindrance to us and take our mind off of the things of God and get so focused on these all these other things that we lose track? May the Lord help us. Where are your treasures? Where is your heart? We have to keep in the forefront of our mind heavenly treasures. There's a crown. There's not just a crown. It's everything else that God has promised for those that love him and those that are faithful to him. And you know what? I mentioned it already, but the effect that we can have on others as we go through this life. And if we're endeavoring, God will give us the grace and the strength that we need and help us to be faithful. And our faithfulness can be an encouragement to somebody else. So by me keeping my eyes on Jesus, to keeping my heart and my mind set on things above, not on things of this earth, that I can be a help and an encouragement to somebody else. You know why? Somebody was that for me too. You know, all of us maybe have gone through different things in our lives and maybe reached points where we just felt like, I'm at a breaking point here. What am I going to do? And maybe we thought about somebody in our life that, you know what? I remember brother so-and-so. I remember sister so-and-so, whatever it was. And they, you know what? They went through some things, but they was faithful. And you know what? God wants us, each and every one of us, to be that. Not, and it's good for us, but it's also good for somebody else. You don't want to be one of those ones that said, oh, yeah, they were faithful. Then something came along and now they're not here. They're not around anymore. Don't let that be you and I. May our focus be on the heavenly treasures and those things that are above. My encouragement to each and every one of us, if you haven't already established a relationship with God, if maybe you've been so focused on the things of this life and the things of this earth that you haven't started out for him yet. Well, you know, the best time to start is now.
The best time when you look at your life, and if you say, well, I've examined. Remember, I said we have the word of God is for us to assess where we are. So maybe you tonight you said, well, my affections have not been on things above. Well, it's time to change that tonight. And you know, once you establish a relationship with God, it's about maintaining it on a daily basis. Keeping in my mind, my heart and my mind is set on things above, not on things of this earth.
You know, the most valuable possession that each and every one of us has ever been available to us. The most valuable possession that we all have is our souls. And what's been made available to us, the most valuable thing that's been available to made to each and every one of us is the opportunity to be able to go to heaven. Will you go with us to heaven? That's been made available to every human being. How are we treating it? Are we taking it serious? Do we understand what it means? What happened to the one that it was just completely out of his mind? He was lost. You know, it's priceless. Our souls are priceless, and the opportunity to gain a crown and spend eternity in heaven with God and all those that are faithful, you can't put a price on that. So now when you think about it, that is something that you can't, there's nothing that you can compare to it. It doesn't matter. So am I placing more value on these things than I am on the opportunity that I have? That's something that each and every one of us have to ask of our own self. Am I placing more value on something that can decay? Am I placing more value on something that can vanish? Or something that could be taken away just like that? Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Be encouraged, saints. So my encouragement to each and every one of us tonight, if you haven't set your mind and your heart on things above, it's time to do it now. Amen. And if your heart and your mind is already there, my encouragement to you is keep it there. And don't allow the things of this life to discourage you in any kind of way. And you know what? Let's encourage and uplift one another. Maybe we see our brother and our sister in some difficulty, maybe going through some things. Let's lift one another up. Let's encourage one another and say, keep on going. Keep being faithful. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your heart and mind set on things above, not on these things that are happening. And you know what? We'll get to heaven. God, we'll go together. Yes. Amen. And it'll be a blessed reunion for each and every one of us. I appreciate your time and your attention tonight. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth.